Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live. And you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves, because that's our commitment to you. Our commitment is that you are able to get out there and call in and talk on as many radio stations as possible. It's right about 200 right now. It's Mark with you.
And the captain.
And for those that listened last week, there's a lot of stations that only carry us on Saturday evenings, or Sunday evenings, or both, or, you know, any variety thereof. We've got weeknight affiliates, we've got weekend affiliates, and I bet you heard a completely different show than the normal. Captain, what was it like last weekend?
Oh, my gosh. It was, well, the thing I missed the most was just being able to take calls.
Louder than everyone else, and it's because I'm hard of hearing.
I think Captain's right up there with you.
That would make sense, right? Because I wasn't born hard of hearing. However, I have gone to a lot of rock concerts in my life, and I have played a lot of rock concerts.
That'll do it.
Yes, it very much will. Through most of my teenage and adult life, you know, my practice amplifier, the one that I used to practice with just sitting at home, had four 12-inch speakers in it. Which is about twice the size of most amplifiers that people use when they actually go on a stage for a local show or a small gig or something like that. So these huge amplifiers that I would stand directly in front of, right, obviously did not do my hearing any favors. And of course, I was one of those. Everyone's like, you should really wear headphones when you're standing in front of these 8 12-inch speakers and this 120-watt amplifier that's just blasting sound directly into your head.
Nah,
I'll be fine. On top of that, of course, there was the fact that headphones existed. And I was never a big fan of the earbuds, the one that goes inside your ear, because, one, they don't cancel out as much as the outside sound. And they're uncomfortable. I've never found a pair that was genuinely comfortable. And I see people like Mark using them, Mark Edge, who is on the show all the time, founder of the show as well. I don't understand how people use them. And he says, well, you just have to find the right size that fits you. And I don't want to put that much effort into it when I can just throw on a pair of headphones that do exactly the same thing and that cancel the outside sounds and that don't feel like I have things plugged into my ears. All of these things, of course, cause me to be a little bit hard of hearing. And I'm not alone in this. More than 1 billion young people could be at risk of hearing loss, according to a new study.
From what?
Well,
like, I get what you have hearing loss from, but I'm assuming most young people aren't playing guitar with giant amplifiers.
Most young people are not doing that. However, they are using headphones and earbuds more so than I was. Like, I only used earbuds and headphones when I was, like, on the school bus or whatever. And I wanted to listen to music, and I didn't want to bother everyone around me. But when I'm sitting at home or something like that, most people would, like, I have my Nintendo DS here. If they wanted to play it during the break, which is what I've been doing, they would have headphones on, and they would throw their headphones on and listen to music. I just turned the sound off. Other people would have it on full blast with the headphones playing the sound directly into their ears, and this causes them to go hard of hearing and eventually have hearing problems. Welcome to the show, Bonnie.
Thank you. And I can confirm lots of people my age just have headphones in all the time, and I only do it when I don't want to disturb people around me as well. But if I just have the choice, like listen to a thing with headphones or listen to a thing just from the audio of my phone, I always choose the audio of my phone. I don't know why, but there's lots of people I know that just always have AirPods in. All the time.
I see these people walking around and riding around on their bicycles in Keene a whole lot.
That doesn't feel safe to me.
It doesn't feel safe. It feels stupid, and it feels like evolution should have taken out people who do this sort of thing long before they reach the age of adulthood.
Yeah, you would think.
Well, our neighbor, he wears, like, full-on headphones that go over the ears while he skateboards in the middle of
which
the road.
Which definitely isn't safe because he's almost been hit by cars before.
Yeah,
so
I hear
confirmed
the cars,
not safe.
I hear the cars bark, I mean, honking at him all the time. And he just says, oh, I do it because it helps my faith in humanity because people don't hit me. And it's just like, well, what if they do? It's like, then your faith in humanity is gone, but so is your life or your legs or whatever.
Oh, man, that's so crazy.
Another person you're referring to, is that really the argument put forward? Is that, you know, it makes him feel better about humanity when they run over him?
Yes, said that in, like, multiple times to me.
But that's a really low bar for humanity. What makes me feel good about humanity is, like, if I go online and I see stories about people rescuing kittens or whatever.
Yeah,
like, yeah, humans are going to be okay, but...
You didn't hit me with your car?
Right.
Faith in humanity restored.
But the thing is, like, if someone hits him with their car, it's not going to be because they were, like, a rude person and wanted to. It's going to be because they've looked away for a second and too bad for him. He's out of this game of life.
Yeah, just receiving a text message or anything like that. And I've been guilty of this, and it only takes a fraction of a second. Like, to just look down at your phone to see who texted you or to change the song. Anything can happen in that fraction of a second.
Yeah.
Someone could run across the street and they're dead.
That's how I totaled my car, not a person.
Yeah.
But I looked at my phone for just, like, it felt like a second to turn Postmates on so I could start, like, Uber Eats, but it's Postmates. And I just all of a sudden, like, hit this pole right off the side of the road because it was, like, I was turning. I knew I was turning. But I felt like it was turning hard enough, and I guess I just wasn't, and I went off the road. And it seriously felt like a second.
That's all it takes, really.
And I totaled my car because it, like, hit that pole, and it broke my transmission or something that was, like, expensive. And, it was ridiculous.
I would be shocked if your eyes were off of the road for even a full second, right? This is why GPS can be so dangerous and why distracted driving is so dangerous. Just a fraction of a second is all it takes for a dog or something to run out the road, and then you're slamming on your brakes or you're swerving to avoid hitting. It and as a result you run off the road or you hit a tree or you hit someone else. It's dangerous out there, and that's why I don't understand who walk around the city of King, which is a highly walkable city.
It's people just jump out in front of your car here. It's crazy.
They're just like, they expect you to stop no matter what, and it's really dangerous and dumb.
What really bothers me, but I don't mind it because I'm used to it at this point. I know that these idiots are just going to walk out into the street and that it's my responsibility to not kill them, even though evolution should, you know, we should get rid of the traffic laws and let evolution happen here. I'm sorry if you jump in the way of a 4,000-pound death machine traveling at 40 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You deserve to die.
Just relying on, well, technically, according to something written down somewhere, they're supposed to stop for me. Like, I just don't, if I'm the one walking, I do not rely on them to know that or be looking at the road.
No.
Like, when I'm driving, of course, I'm paying extra attention when I'm going down Main Street because I know that they'll do it, but doesn't mean it doesn't make me annoyed when somebody's just, like, looking straight forward and just starts walking and I'm, like, really close to the crosswalk.
Well, and that's the thing, because even if I get hit by a car, even if it's their fault, I still got hit by a car. Like, it definitely still sucks more for me than it does for them.
Excellent points. And I don't mean to suggest that everyone who ever got hit by a car deserved to die.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's not what I meant. But these sorts of people that we're talking about who just jump into traffic or don't look to see if there's a car coming that even can feasibly stop in time. I mean, it's even worse when there's snow and ice on the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's like dark even.
Yes. And Main Street here in Keene is very well lit, but, you know, accidents happen. And if I'm driving at 30 miles per hour and it's night and you're wearing a black T-shirt and black jeans and there's ice on the ground and you're like, YOLO, I'm going to make it across the other side of the street. I'm sorry if you die. However, that's people walking around doing ridiculous things. Most of the people walking around Keene don't seem to have headphones and things like that. They at least try to be aware of their environment. And that's good, but it's estimated now that why would they share the number like this? Almost 1.5 billion adolescents and young adults worldwide would be at risk of hearing loss from exposure to unsafe listening practices. And I'm one of the worst about this. Even though I don't use headphones and earbuds all that often, when I do use them, that volume's cranked all the way up.
Yeah, me too. There's just something about deafening music in your ears. That's just so great.
And it's supposedly addictive, right? But
I can see it being addictive because sometimes you think it's up high enough, and then it's like the next song's going to be better than the last song, so you want it up higher, and sometimes it can't even get loud enough to feel like it's loud enough.
And they give you that little warning, this could damage your hearing. I'm like, yep, sure can. Turn it up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Invited to join us, 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Bonnie,
and Nikki.
And we do have our own chat server that I would like to invite you to at chat.freetalklive.com. It's a matrix server, which means it functions and looks very similarly to Discord, except it's not controlled by a centralized corporation. We are the centralized corporation that controls it, and we do absolutely no moderating or administrating whatsoever. Unless it's absolutely mandatory, like kicking out not trolls, but obvious spammers and things like that. We do that.
We actually don't kick out trolls, though.
We do not kick out trolls. You're absolutely right. You can find it at chat.freetalklive.com if you want to sign up for it, because Discord, of course, kicked us off of their platform a very long time ago, coming up on 2 or 3 years at this point.
I think it was 2 years, because I remember you guys talking about it like it just happened when I first started listening in 2020.
Yeah, it was not terribly long ago, and I hate it, because Discord, it's such a neat thing, and it functioned very well. It did what it was supposed to do. We had our own toxic user room where if you were toxic, you know, instead of banning you or blocking you or whatever,
put them in a group chat together.
Yeah, that's exactly what we
did.
That's
hysterical. Oh, my
gosh.
And
it worked beautifully. Yeah. Right? If you had to go looking for the toxic people if you wanted to find them. Mm-hmm. And it worked very, very well until someone got really upset one day and decided to report us to Discord. And, of course, that's not the way you're supposed to handle these things, according to Discord. You can't just segregate off the toxic people. You have to block them and keep them from saying horrific, messed up things on your server altogether, and that's not the way we do things. So, of course, they were like, yeah, you have this room here that's, like, filled with Nazis and racists and stuff. And we're like, well, yeah.
You're like, yeah, that's the little jail over there.
Like, they're the toxic ones. That's where we put them because they're toxic. And they're like, no, you have to kick them off your server. And we didn't do that, so they nuked our server.
That's so ridiculous.
It is. So we have our own server now at chat.freetalklive.com. Check it out. That's chat.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Major Payne on the line from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us? Oh, I got you muted. Go ahead, Major.
I can see why you guys can't get rid of the trolls. They're hard to find. They're always hiding under the bridge.
Yeah, hiding underwater.
These are pretty open.
Remember the story of Billy Goat Gruff?
No.
Trolls under the bridge. Oh, yeah, it's an old, very old children's book.
I remember that. Yeah, the troll under the bridge, and you had to give him, like, a quarter if you wanted to cross.
I've heard that concept, but I didn't know it was from a specific story.
Yeah, didn't he, like, go get his bigger brother or something? He headbutted the troll off or something?
Yeah, there was three goats, and the first little one comes across, and the troll pops up and says, oh, I'm going to eat you. And the goat says, oh, wait for my brother. He's much bigger than I. So the troll, being greedy, licks his chops and goes back under the bridge. Then the second goat comes trapping across. He does the same thing, and the goat tells him the same thing. Well, then comes the big brother with a nice set of horns, and he butts the troll right into the river. So, yeah.
Well, that's one way to handle the trolls. I suppose when it comes to that particular perspective, I'm the goat that keeps headbutting the trolls, but not in a way that kicks them off the bridge or anything like that. But, well, I don't know. I did get one of them to quit the chat server. Of course, he came back.
He's back.
He came back the same day.
Well, his new account on Twitter is very nice now.
Okay.
He lives under the bridge. You're just putting him back in his place.
I suppose that's true.
Maybe he needed some time off and found God or something.
What, in the 5 hours that he wasn't on there?
No, his Twitter hiatus was actually way longer. Like, he quit being on Twitter, like, not long after Arya got him to quit the Matrix. Then he came back to Twitter.
I don't even know who this is.
And his name is Gay Treeville.
Oh.
So what's on your mind tonight, Major?
Well, that guy from the FTX crypto exchange there that dumped all the shenanigans.
Yeah, Bankman.
Bankman, yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, that's as good as Bernie Madoff. You can't make this stuff up.
I've actually seen headlines suggesting that this is the worst of these sorts of things that we've seen since Bernie Madoff. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't remember, but wasn't Bernie Madoff one of the pyramid scheme people?
Yeah, he made off with people's money.
That's what I thought.
And the other one they're comparing it to is the Exxon fiasco.
Well, Bankman and FTX, despite all of their flaws, and I'm no defender of the guy. I think he's a jerk, and he deserves the poverty and all of that that he's heading toward. I don't think what he was doing was running a pyramid scheme. It seems like he was operating his crypto exchange as though it was a bank and loaning out people's money and things like that when it wasn't actually his money, and he was just hoping that they wouldn't perform
That's what
a run.
Banks do?
Yes, and he was hoping they wouldn't perform a run on his exchange and attempt to withdraw all the money because obviously he wouldn't have it. And then they did, and he didn't have it.
He was doing more than that. I still don't think it was just a pyramid scheme. Even though I don't know a lot, I do know that he was also risking it, like the people's money, in a way that like banks do, but way more risky. Like he was investing the other people's money that supposedly thought that they had it just in FTX, he was like investing it in things that were really risky and like lost a lot that way. And apparently he didn't own even one Bitcoin of FTX.
He was the second largest donor to the Democratic Party.
Well,
he
that
bought the whole party. And then he also contributed, I think, I don't know if it was 50 million or 50 billion that he put in, but Fox News or Fox Radio, you know, television, whatever, they got 4 or 5 million or billion, maybe so they wouldn't get sued over, you know, the FX rights. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but they did a full page expose on him shortly after that. So he bought the media. He bought the politicians. He's a dirty skunk.
He absolutely was. I mean, I don't know that he successfully bought them, but this is what rich people do. This is what corporations do. This is what shady people do. They give money to politicians and to political parties and to institutions, hoping that when the time comes, they will get some sort of perk or benefit from having done that. Like, oh, yeah, I remember you. You're that guy who donated $10 million to my campaign. Yeah, we won't regulate this industry for you. We'll do what you want.
Clearly that didn't work for this guy, though.
Well, it did. He didn't get regulated. I mean, none of what's happened to him is a result of anything the politicians did. It's a result of his own wrongdoings and his own silly decisions. And
yeah, he got too audacious. He got too audacious for his own good.
Well, I don't even know if he got audacious. He just made a series of stupid decisions, and he did everything that he said unregulated corporations in the cryptocurrency world would do if they weren't regulated. And it's sort of the reason I think that he did all of this. He's a plant. He did all of this
probably,
because
yeah.
He wanted regulation in the crypto world, and now the government has a perfect excuse to say, look, well, if we don't regulate you, we're going to have more people like FTX going on. And all of this is really simple. Regulations aren't the solution here. All you need is for Coinbase or Kraken or FTX or whatever cryptocurrency exchange to actually list publicly their Bitcoin address. You can't do anything with that address, but you can verify that this is the amount of Bitcoin they have, this is how much they say they should have, and how much they're supposed to have, and it's right. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate voted 62-37 to advance bipartisan legislation that would cement same-sex marriage protections into law, aiming to codify rights established in a 2015 Supreme Court ruling. A stray air defense missile suspected to be launched by Ukraine landed in Polish farmland on Tuesday. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says Russia is to blame, even though they may not have set off the missile.
the world knows that Russia bears ultimate responsibility for this incident.
President Joe Biden stated that the missile was most likely not launched by Russia and didn't jump to make rash judgments. Wall Street giving the thumbs down to Wednesday. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 39 points to fall to 33,553. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where you are invited to take control of the airwaves. You can talk about what we've been discussing, or you can change the subject and talk about something completely different, whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. If you would like to do that, again, that number is 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And before we started talking about trolls and bridges and all of that great stuff, we were talking about hearing loss, but in other troll news, we don't just have our own chat server. We have our own social media server. It is a Mastodon server. You may have been hearing about that more in recent days as Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter becomes a thing. And people are upset about that. So they're moving to alternative platforms and, you know, they're looking for, some people are going back to Tumblr and others have talked about going back to MySpace. These centralized mechanisms are not the solution. You need something decentralized so that if something doesn't like the way, if you don't like the way something is doing, you can just go to a different server. And one of the beautiful things about Mastodon is that despite what most people think, they think, oh, okay, I have to join this server and then I can only interact with people on that server. It doesn't work that way. It's so much cooler than that. You can interact with people on all sorts of other servers. And there's so much beauty in that. Just because you join one server doesn't mean you can only interact with people on our, like if you join the Free Talk Live server, you can interact with people on other servers, not just other Free Talk Live listeners. And it's fantastic. And because of that, you can get reported by people on other servers. And man, do people love reporting our users to us. It's not daily, but it's very frequent that we get reports of people, oh, this person's a anti-Semite, or
yep,
this person's a racist or homophobe, and I just scroll down and click the mark as resolved button, which just makes it go away. And I wouldn't even do that except it is kind of important that we make sure that if anyone's uploading anything that's actually, like, illegal, that we remove it, which is the only reason I bothered to check these things in the first place, because it's usually just Karens, and I don't care about that.
Yeah.
But if someone's like, hey, this person's uploading child pornography, I was like, okay, yeah,
yeah,
we've got to do something
get rid
that.
Of that.
Yeah.
Or spammers, like, as far as, like, even Telegram chats that I moderate, I don't really remove anything except for spammers, because that's just annoying, and especially on Telegram nowadays, there are so many spammers. Like, one of my groups, I just deleted it altogether because I was getting, like, 10, invest in Bitcoin, blah, 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 this random scam.
Yeah,
like, 10 of those a day.
I get added to groups that are just scam groups all the time. I'm like, what the
it's
heck?
It's so annoying.
But you can just click a button that says, like, mark as spam and remove yourself.
Yeah.
That's the best way to handle these things, obviously. It's to just block them and get them out of your life. But, you know, obviously you don't want spammers littering your server, because that's essentially what spam is, and that's what it feels like. It's just people littering. You want to give people a decent, clean environment where they can...
Yeah, throw it in the trash.
Yeah, where they can post freely without having to worry about getting flooded out by 50,000 spam bots or whatever. You can find our server at social.freetalklive.com, and you don't have to worry about anyone trying to sell you a blue check mark or anything like that over our own server. Over at our server, because we don't have a blue check mark to sell you.
Mm-hmm.
There may be, in fact, some sort of mechanism that would allow us to authenticate some users or to give them some sort of check mark or whatever. And I don't know. Maybe if someone threw some money at me, I might be willing to do it. But until then, I'm not. But I'm not doing it because... Obviously, I'm being facetious. Such a thing doesn't exist. And even if it did, that's way more effort than I would want to put into something like this. But
it's got to be more than $5.
I'm not sure there's any amount of effort that would cause me to want to be willing to actually, like, go through and change someone's profile to make it their official profile. It's like, dude, no.
I don't know. And just the concept of, here, I'm going to pay you money and you're going to authenticate me. You know, like, the purpose of it for celebrities, it's like, this person is just famous, and they confirmed that they're who they say they are, so I feel like paying for it kind of defeats the purpose of it, you know, then, like, anyone can have one.
It's not just that, though. There's other, like, features, apparently.
That was one of the things I liked about Twitter Blue, and I would have acquired it.
Maybe that's all I'm thinking of. I've never wanted to get any of those things. So
Twitter Blue is what they rolled the verification thing into.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know what that is.
So previously, in order to get verified on Twitter, you had to be a person of note. You had to have a certain number of followers, and it wasn't clear how many followers it was, but it was somewhere between 1,500 and more. So anyone who had 1,500 plus
followers.
Which is
not a lot.
It's not at all. You could easily get a blue check mark. I know libertarians who, like, they ran for office once and now they have a blue check mark. And I'm like, well, I guess good for you if that's the sort of thing you care about. But it was meant to prevent people from having their identity stolen on the internet, where if someone wanted to take the Elon Musk profile, they could do that, but they wouldn't have the check mark. So you would know that it wasn't really Elon Musk.
And that's the only way it makes sense. Like, I would never want one because it's like, there aren't people online pretending to be me. If there was, maybe I could see the point of it, you know?
Well, and that was the thing. They were worried about notable people having their identities misrepresented online, but what they considered to be notable, the bar on that steadily got lower and lower, to the point where if you had 1,500 followers, you could pretty much get one of these blue check marks. And it meant nothing for the last several years anyway.
Which is, you know what's funny about that? I know fake profiles that have way more than 1,500 followers.
Sure.
So that totally defeats the whole purpose of it.
Wait, 1,500?
Yes.
That's so small. I was thinking you said 15,000 for some reason.
Even 15,000 really isn't that much for somebody who's
not
a celebrity.
1,500
you know?
Is like anyone can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyone can do that. That's what I'm saying. There's a bunch of libertarians I know who have the blue check mark. And it's like they're not really notable or known. And I mean, if even among libertarians, if you saw them at a festival, you wouldn't know who they are because they're just not notable. But that's the way it works, right? I mean, That's the way all of these things work. It began as this prestigious thing, and everyone was like, ooh, I want that. And they talked their way into, oh, well, I'm really popular in this weird little niche circle. It may look like I only have 30 followers, but really, I'm very popular over here. And all of these other people said Twitter would be like, okay, here's your blue check mark. Until finally it meant absolutely nothing except to egotistical people like Stephen King. And don't get me wrong, Stephen King's got plenty of reasons to be egotistical. The man can take anything. He can write a story about a haunted pair of scissors if he wanted to. And I say that because there's a pair of scissors sitting right here, and it seems oftentimes like that's what Stephen King does. He looks and he sees a random item, and then he writes a book about it. And he's good at writing books. I'm not going to say that all of his books are good, because some of them have been pretty terrible and some of them have been unnecessarily long. However, he is a notable figure, but he's upset at the possibility that he might have to pay for his blue check mark. But recently, back to the point, recently Twitter rolled out Twitter Blue, or they've had it for a long time, but it's only available for iOS or Apple devices, where you could pay Twitter some amount of money. I think it was $8 per month, and they would reduce the amount of ads that you're served, and they would do some other interesting things like that. Well, recently they decided, okay, we'll also let these people have verified accounts, which makes sense in a lot of ways. You're already charging these people, so you're getting their credit card information, and if you want to legitimately process someone's credit card information, you should probably ask to see their ID as well to prove that it's actually their credit card. So it makes sense that they would roll it all together into one package, but obviously this led to people exploiting it, and a lot of it has been absolutely hilarious. Like, my favorite was probably the Valve one, V-O-L-V-E, of someone pretending to be Valve, the video game company that owns Steam and that created Half-Life 3. They created a fake profile called Valve and tweeted that they were going to release Half-Guy 3 tomorrow, and it was totally real and not fake, and they had the little blue check mark right beside it, and it was so obviously fake. It was priceless. But then you have the company that promised to give away diabetic medication online, and it caused their stock to just plummet because it wasn't really that company. It was someone who just paid for a blue check mark.
Oh, my God.
So it hasn't been going well. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160. You would like to do that? That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And I didn't mean to get into the subject of Elon Musk and Twitter, but it's such a phenomenal thing to watch, and I'm loving it. As someone who uses Twitter barely and who doesn't, I could take or leave Twitter. If Twitter vanished tomorrow, it would have no impact on my life whatsoever.
I haven't had a Twitter in like 10 years.
I would be probably the most upset here if Twitter disappeared tomorrow. Not like actually upset, I'd just be like, dang, what do I do now? Because I really like Twitter. I hate Instagram. I don't like use Snapchat that much. I use it more to watch other people's stuff than to post. So
I use Facebook probably more than any other social media platform. I realize that Facebook is even worse than Twitter and stuff like that. But when I use Facebook, I saw someone today trying to post a serious discussion about abortion, about the abortion arguments. I'm like, this is not what Facebook is for.
Aria uses Facebook correctly.
Yes, and that's the only thing it's good for. It's crap posting, realistically. That's all Facebook is good for, and that's all it's ever going to be good for, and I find joy in using it for that purpose. I find that Facebook Messenger is very useful. Having all of these people that I can chat with just the press of a button, and being able to just create group chats easily and quickly and drop out of group chats. I would suggest that it should be easier, or a group chat should automatically delete if nothing has been posted to them. And you should be able to set some time limit when you create a group chat. If no one uses this in the next week or whatever, auto-delete the group chat, because I have hundreds of group chats. At my other job, we tend to create group chats for people who are closing, or people who are going to this concert together, or who are going to the bar together on this day or whatever, and it just makes things easier to coordinate, and then we never use it again, or this employee leaves, so we stop using that one and we make a new one. If we could just have them auto-delete, that would be better. And Snapchat, we do sort of the same thing with it, except Snapchat has its own little, you know, benefits and flaws. Realistically, none of the social media out there are perfect. I find that social media doesn't have much of a role to play in my life anymore, though. Once upon a time, I loved it, and I enjoyed immensely sharing my opinions with the world on social media.
See, I used to be like that with Instagram, like as far as posting pictures. Like, I was always like, oh, if we go there, I'll take a picture, you know, things like that. And now I don't care about that at all. Like, I don't know what changed. It's not like I did it on purpose. I just do not care about that at all. And I'm more interested in Twitter because I like having conversations more than just, like, posting pictures anymore. It's like...
I think Twitter's probably better for actual conversations than Facebook is, even though Facebook has no character limit and Twitter does. And I think the two things may be related. Where,
yeah,
because people post these giant walls of text on Facebook. Like, last time I had one was 2020, but I remember, like, that's an old people thing.
It's the caps lock.
It's not just an old people thing, though. It's a lot of people trying to have serious discussions on Facebook, where it's just this lengthy tirade about why they...
It's so heated.
Well, they also do get heated.
Yeah.
But even if they're just completely calm and collected, it's like Facebook is not the venue for this.
It's like, I'm not going to read all that.
No, and what's good about Twitter is that it forces people to be succinct and to...
Yeah.
not water their ideas down, but to condense them to a point where it can be expressed in a easily digestible way. And obviously some ideas are just too complicated. I'm not going to convey to anyone how a libertarian society could work in three tweets.
Well, and that's the thing about Facebook. It's like, should you be using Facebook for that purpose? You know, I'm not trying to... I don't know. Facebook, I just don't think Facebook should be a serious place. Maybe at one point it could have been, but now it's just for memes and, you know, posting pictures of people's kids and stuff. You know, it's not...
Yeah, I was going to say, last time I was on Facebook, it was just like people's kids, old people doing these quizzes where it's like, I'm... Arizona, what state are you?
Or that still happens.
And I see people posting them. I'm like, well, first of all, it's just random.
Yeah,
it's not like it's analyzing your profile.
No.
Like, oh, this person
is most
similar to this celebrity in appearance or whatever. It's just completely random. And if you don't like the result,
shuffle and try again.
Yeah.
So people are posting these things. It's like you could just say, these are my characteristics, and skip the stupid game altogether. But they don't do that for some reason.
Like when I worked at a hotel in Utah, it was like they weren't like old. They were like in their late 40s and early 50s. But the people I worked with, they were always like tagging me in them and like saying like, which one are you? Like, you know, like you should take the quiz too. And they were like obsessed with that. And it was just like,
terrible.
I would do it to be nice that if they ever like tagged me. But for the most part, I would just see them posting these over and over. And it's just like, I hope they know nobody reads that.
At least the quizzes pretend, or at least they attempt to identify certain characters. Like, which Disney villain are you? And then ask you 15 questions or whatever. At least it attempts to identify some characteristics and link them up with your answers. But some of the ones that people are doing now, like, they're just completely random. And it's sad knowing that they could just hit shuffle until they get the result they want. And then they share that like it's something fascinating about themselves. It's just...
It's crazy. And it's also like a huge waste of time. Like the quiz ones, they are like one question a page, and the page is mostly random ads. So you could accidentally click the wrong thing.
Yeah.
You click next, it loads for a bit, and then brings in the next page. It's just so bad. It's like...
That's the point of them, the ads.
Yep.
You know, someone is making money off of, like, 60-year-old women. Like, oh, you know, what state should I move to?
They are making money off of it, and that's sort of the problem, as I understand it. Like, if you own one of these sites, like Quizzer.com or whatever, and you're serving these ads to people, maybe one in every 1,000 people accidentally clicks one of these ads, but it's an accident. They don't go on to buy it, and then you get money because this person clicked it.
And, you know, I always wonder that if those ads are actually, if they actually work. Because none of the ads I've ever seen on, like, a YouTube video or on those quiz things, none of them I've actually seen, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm interested in that, or, oh, yeah, I'm going to go buy that.
In my opinion, they don't work.
No, I don't think so either.
I could go to a website right now on my phone. I realized I was just complaining about this last night, but I could go to any website on my phone right now, any of them that serve ads, and it's going to serve me ads for BullionMax.com, which is a website that sells gold and silver and stuff like that.
That you already know about and you already use.
Yes, and that's exactly the problem. I've been to BullionMax.com. I'm a customer of BullionMax.com, and I never saw advertisements for them until I had gone there and made a purchase. That was the very first time I ever saw an ad for them. Now, a smart algorithm would be like, okay, this person's interested in gold and silver. Maybe they're also interested in cryptocurrency or platinum or diamonds or whatever, some other thing that's an alternative store of value. But instead, they don't do that. They just, here's some more Bullion Max ads. And it's depressing because Bullion Max is paying these people to serve me these ads.
Yeah.
And if I click one of these buttons, Bullion Max pays them more, even though it brings them no benefit whatsoever. And that's why the entire thing is broken. However, if I go to like 2B.TV, which is a television and movie streaming service, it's going to serve me ads that are just completely and totally random, like for laundry detergent or for this brand of paper plates or paper towels. And I'm like, that could actually be effective. Make me aware of something that I'm not already aware of. If I'm aware of something, I'm already going to know how to go about acquiring it. But you have to, as an advertiser, you should want to make me aware of something that I don't already know about and make me interested in that product. And I don't think they're doing that, and I think that's probably why the advertising models just don't work.
You should go into marketing.
I don't know how to market something, though, and I don't know
how to. Well, apparently you know how to better than they do, because that already sounds a lot better than what all the advertising companies are doing.
That's true. I can point. I don't know if I can come up with an alternative solution, but I can certainly look at the current model and say this is not working, and this is why it's not working.
I just don't understand why they don't think of this like this, because it'll be worse than that sometimes. Like, I'll buy something, like say I buy some sweatpants from Abercrombie.com. I will get advertised, not Abercrombie.com, which almost makes sense. It's like, maybe they'll return, maybe they're thinking of buying, and they'll just click on this. I'll get advertised those sweatpants. Like, those sweatpants from Abercrombie.com. Like,
yep, I just bought those.
Right. It's so bad. Like, why would that ever be an option for the advertisement? Doesn't make sense.
I've mostly been getting Bullion Max ads, but I just bought some oatmeal prior to the start of the show. Some Quaker oatmeal, in fact. But I don't want to explain why, but I bought some oatmeal. I'm curious now, if I go to a website, if I will be served ads for Quaker oatmeal. I think chances are fairly good that I would be, even though I just bought it, and I don't need it advertised to me because I'm already a customer. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.